Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Especially in Arizona.
You know it makes me feel
on a monsoon night.
Oh, definitely makes me feel good.
We'll get one again. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
It comes and goes. So, a quick review.
Yeah. So, the things that you need to know in order to intelligently buy trees. Low chill. What rootstock is it on? Make sure that you have the right rootstock for the area. Smartphones are always great for that. If you get fruit trees through our program, they're all qualify. They're low chill. They're on the right rootstocks. Plus, ripening times. What I've found with peaches, apricots, plums, and apples, so the soft flesh fruits, if you get the varieties that ripen before July 10th, you're golden. Anything that ripens after July 10th or the middle of July, the fruit just cooks on the tree, and it's a worthless tree. So having a variety that ripens early is really important. And then the next important thing is, when do you plant your trees? I am a big proponent that you plant them the first quarter of the year only. So you spend the rest of the time planning for your trees, and you plant your deciduous trees in January and February. Deciduous trees are anything that lose their leaves in the winter. So in our case, peaches, apricots, plums, figs, apples,
stone fruits,
pomegranates, the stone fruits. And then citrus come in February and March only. And there's a bunch of reasons. Take one of my classes. They're free. Take one of my classes and find out why that's the case. But after planting fruit trees in the valley since 1975, I have found over and over again that that's the best time to plant them.
It's the best time to dig in the soil, too.
It's absolutely the best time to dig in the soil. Absolutely.
Okay. So then from there, planting's critical. And then we've done all the research. We've got the chill hours, the rootstocks, mm-hmm. ripening times. Mm-hmm. Let's say we get a half dozen. And we've got our early bird order form here for the fruit tree program. And yep. I've got my five picked out.
What do you do next?
What do you do next?
What do you do next? Well, first of all, I've started giving a class this year, 3 ways to kill your fruit trees, and it's actually turned into more like 10 or 12 ways to kill your fruit trees. And what I've learned over and over again, interacting with the people that buy trees and plant trees, is that there's one thing that kills your fruit tree, and that's, sorry guys, you're not taking care of it. And so I've developed this.
I could be a guest speaker at that class.
There you go. There you go.
I could be the featured speaker.
There you go. So there's 3 things that I have found over and over and over again that kill fruit trees. Planting them in gravel mulch. So if you have a gravel yard and plant your tree in the middle of a hot gravel yard, it's likely not going to make it. Not that it won't, but it's likely not going to make it. If you have a gravel yard, don't worry. I've got a solution for you. We'll talk about that in a little while. Or dirt. So gravel or dirt. Near block walls. So what we call this is a really warm microclimate. And warm microclimates are not great places to grow really anything. So what we have to do is we either have to pay for shade, or we have to grow some shade out, because you want to get the area shaded, number one. And then I have a magic bullet for the next one that I'm going to tell you here in a minute, which is the other solution, which is really the capital T solution. For planting in dirt and gravel and grass. Here's the thing about planting in grass. If you have a lawn and you're planting a fruit tree in the lawn will outcompete your grass. So the lawn will outcompete your tree. There we go. I'll say it right. So if you plant in a lawn and your tree's in the middle of a lawn and the lawn starts growing back to the tree, it can outcompete your tree and kill your tree, or at least have it so your tree doesn't do well. And the third way to kill your tree is put them on a drip system. Fruit trees, really all trees, need to be flooded in the basin, and I'm going to talk basins here in a minute. They need to be flooded in the basin, not have a gallon per hour drip on it. So those are the 3 ways. Plant them in lawn, plant them in gravel or dirt, or plant them in with drip irrigation. So the solution here, really, for all 3 of these, is a big basin around your tree. I call it my 6-6 rule. A six-foot basin around the tree that is 6 inches deep. You put the tree in the middle on a hill, and you fill the moat around the tree with 6 inches of woody mulch, and you renew that woody mulch every year. So what that woody mulch is doing, it's actually magic. It's really— That's a silver bullet. Absolutely, that's a silver bullet. It's at the interface between the dirt and the woody mulch. It's making this really great soil. For the hot microclimate, so your gravel and your dirt, it is cooling the space down at least 6 feet out from the tree. If you can go 8 feet out from the tree, that's even better. It's acting like a sponge, so it holds water. I have seen projects that have a foot of woody mulch on them and no rain for 4 months, and 6-8 inches down, that woody mulch is still wet. So it holds water. It acts like a sponge. It cools the area. It cools the roots. And when you're doing this in a lawn, here's what I tell people to do in the lawn. You cut your 6 foot or 8 foot divot in your yard, 6 inches deep. You put the tree in the middle, woody mulch in the basin around it. I say this a lot because people don't get the 6 to 8 feet and 6 to 8 inches. What happens there is it keeps the Bermuda grass back. So the it keeps the Bermuda grass back while the tree's getting established. And second, if you're sprinklering your lawn, that sprinklering will kill your fruit tree, because a fruit tree needs a good deep water twice a month in the summer, once a month in the winter. So if you put your woody mulch basin around the tree, it acts as an insulator between the sprinkled water and the roots.
It doesn't get enough water that it ever gets through.
Exactly. Exactly. So absolutely, the silver bullet in this is woody mulch around your tree. 6 to 8 inches deep around it, 6 to 8 foot basin around your tree. And I have seen over and over and over and over again that this is what makes trees thrive in the space. This is absolutely what makes trees thrive in the space.
And when you say trees, we're obviously talking today's topic, urban orcharding. But
right.
You could take this and apply it to any tree.
Tree at all. You do that to a mesquite tree, it is going to love you and it is going to thrive. Palo Verdes.
Ironwoods.
And ironwood. Even the non-desert trees, if you do this to them and you water them correctly, they are going to thrive. Absolutely.
So that chipper's going to get a lot of time, a lot of hours in at the urban farm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially with our fruit tree program, we get all these trees in January. They're deciduous. They're bare root, so they don't have any dirt around their roots, and we have to prune them up. So we come up with this 6 foot tall, 8 foot wide, 20 foot long pile of branches that I usually have to throw away. This year, I'm chipping them.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, hole prep. That is, I mean, it seems like every topic we get to, it's like, this is critical, this is critical, this is critical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all are critical, but
yeah,
the hole prep to put that tree in. Mm-hmm. And bare root's a lot different than what's pre-potted from a nursery.
Right. However, I do them the same way.
You just have to dig deeper for a bare root.
Yeah, kind of. So mostly the roots are going to be in the top 2 feet. Even if you're deep watering, you know, with your tap roots and the tap roots, they'll go down real deep. But for most trees, you know, most of the roots are in the top 2 feet. So what I tell people to do, an 18 to 24 inch wide hole and 18 inches deep. Start with that. And then I want you to do a perk test. A perk test is you stick a hose in the hole, you fill it with water, and you let it drain out. And what you want to see is that water draining out within 30 minutes to 3 to 6 hours. No more than 24 hours you want that tree drained out. A friend of mine recently did a perk test in her backyard, way up near Lake Pleasant at a new house. And 3 days later, it was still full of water. That's a problem.
Might be on a little caliche or something.
Exactly.
Some real hard clay.
Exactly. So the bad news with this is that the harder the soil is, the bigger the hole. George Brookbanks wrote a book in the 1960s about gardening. I think I still have this on my shelf. And he said, when you're planting your fruit tree, you want to dig. He had a backhoe, and he was digging 4 by 4 by 4 foot holes for his fruit trees. So for the caliche, you know, it probably doesn't have to be that bad. And I've got some really great tips for you in my classes on how to have to not do that. But if you have caliche, I'd go 24 inches wide, 24 inches deep at least. And you need to make sure that you get that water draining out of the hole, so you have to break through the caliche going deeper.
The risk you're running in not getting that water to run out is the water will sit there.
And you drown
and
the
then tree. And then disease. Mm-hmm. Even with all that mulch and everything you mentioned earlier, it still has to dry out.
It still has to dry out. Exactly. Exactly. So pre-digging your hole is important. One of the things that we're encouraging people to do this year is to pre-dig your hole now for trees that are coming in January, February. Remember what I said, best planting time is January, February. So my fruit tree program is set up to deliver trees exactly when they're supposed to be planted.
And your friend by Lake Pleasant, if starts now, she should be ready by February, it sounds like.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's some hard digging.
Yeah. So, and mostly that doesn't happen. Mostly there's not an issue with that. You know, I'd say 98% of the time the holes drain out just fine. So what we're encouraging people to do, pre-dig your holes now, put the soil in the holes. So my mix for going in the holes is 60% organic matter. We've made, with Tank's Green Stuff down in Tucson, mm-hmm. we've made a proprietary Greg's Planting mix for your garden and for your fruit trees. And it's got coco peat and perlite compost and composted pine wood in it. So it's a really nice planting mix. So 60% of that and 40% of the native soil. And what we do is we mix them up. We add some azomite, mycorrhiza, and worm castings in the wheelbarrow and put that in the hole and let the hole start curing. So the mycorrhiza is life. And when I teach, I talk about the five components of healthy soil, and a really important component of healthy soil is the life that's in the soil. And that's microorganisms, mycorrhiza, fungi, bugs, you know, all of that stuff. That's what's going to have you have a tree thrive. So what we want to do is we want to put soil in the hole that's going to have the trees thrive. And that's the mix that we suggest. So 60% planting mix, 40% native soil, mycorrhiza, azomite, and worm castings, all mixed up in the wheelbarrow. Put it in the hole. Water it once or twice between now and when your trees arrive. And then how many of us out there, I have my hand up first, have bought trees in the past and they never get planted, right? Or you just have a plant that it's still sitting in that pot, right? So
stop looking at me.
I'm looking at Rosie now. So what you do is you've pre-dug your trees. Now all you have to do is you have to move a little bit of soil out of that hole, pop your trees in, cover it up, put your 6 inches of woody mulch around the basin, and you're golden. You're absolutely golden.
So I'm not on flood irrigation.
Right.
I'm planning on putting mm-hmm. a fruit tree. I'm getting these holes dug. How do I trench in? Do I trench in first and dig the hole later for my PVC bubblers?
Yep.
Trench first.
First thing I tell people to do, if I do garden consults with people on the phone. It's a really valuable thing that I can offer people, and we talk for 45 minutes on the phone. And whenever I see a dirt yard, first thing to do is to put your plumbing and electrical in. So dig the trenches, put your plumbing and electrical in. It's nice to have, you know, a spigot in both corners of your backyard and, you know, maybe in the middle, depending on how big your yard is. And it's really nice to have electricity out in your yard.